This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. It's the Civil War, the hot summer of 1864, 150 years ago. You're a private in the Confederate Army. You've been captured by the Union, and you're being held at Point Lookout, the North's biggest and southernmost prisoner of war camp at the tip of southern Maryland. What do you do? John Jacob Omenhauser's approach was to paint watercolors. Private Omenhauser described life as a prisoner of war not in a diary, but through pictures. Dozens of his drawings and letters have been collected into a book called I Am Busy Drawing Pictures, The Civil War Art and Letters of Private John Jacob Omenhauser. And with me to talk about it is Ross Kimmel, co-author of the book and retired chief historian for the Maryland Park Service. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
When did you first come across John Jacob Omenhauser's pictures?
When I was a teenager and had a budding interest in the Civil War, my father gave me a copy of American Heritage's then brand new picture history of the Civil War. And in the section on prison camps, there was a reproduction of a kind of crude watercolor cartoon attributed to John Omenhauser, painted at Point Lookout, of Confederate prisoners catching and cooking rats to eat to supplement their diet. That made an impression on me,
I guess.
And later, little did I know, I would grow up to be the historian for the Maryland Park Service, which has a large park, as you know, at Point Lookout. And one thing we were interested in doing was interpreting the life of soldiers in the prison camp. So I knew this picture was at the Maryland Historical Society. I went there and asked to see it. It was in a sketchbook with 43 other very interesting sketches of various aspects of what went on in the prison. So I put together a slide program to use at the park for programs for the public on what prisoners did at Point Lookout. And then over the years, my good friend Mike Musick and I began to discover other examples of artwork that we were convinced was by the same guy, though many people attributed them to different people who were prisoners or guards at Point Lookout. And I think they were one-time owners, but not the artist. Other people disagree and think there are many artists.
Tell us about John Jacob Omenhauser.
He was born in Philadelphia in 1832. His parents were German immigrants who had married in Philadelphia in 1828. We don't know the circumstances of their immigration. He had an older sister. His father seems to have been in the food trades. He's listed as a butcher in the census of 1850. The family moved to Baltimore on Howard Street. Now, in his descendants' possessions are a couple of very interesting watercolor streetscapes of probably Baltimore townhouses and shops, one of which is actually identified as Howard Street. And there's also a portrait of a teenage boy, which may be him, maybe a self-portrait. We're not sure.
You are an historian, not an art critic, but how would you describe these drawings?
Well, I've seen plenty of drawings by Civil War artists, some professional and some folk. He's not the best, that's for certain. He may have had some rudimentary art training because some of his pictures show a familiarity with linear perspective. But what his pictures lack in artistic merit, they more than make up for in verisimilitude. I mean, you're there. He had a sardonic sense of humor, and most of his pictures are intended to be humorous. He makes the catching and eating of rats kind of a humorous thing. He was a very upbeat sort of guy in his letters. He's always talking about, oh, you always got to look to the bright side of life. And
yeah, when he was captured at Point
Lookout, he was captured.
He immediately said, don't worry about me. I'm in good health.
Right. Well, most of his letters begin with that kind of thing, and most of Anne's letters to him, same sort of thing, because early death and sickness was so much more common then than it is now, that people, first thing they want to know is, are you still alive? Are you well? And he got letters from home saying, well, so-and-so, my niece died, or so and my sister's husband died, this, that, and the other thing. He commented at one point that he knows more people who are dying outside of the Army than dying inside it.
On Maryland Morning WYPR, I'm Sheila Cass speaking with historian Ross Kimmel. We're talking about a book he co-authored, I Am Busy Drawing Pictures, The Civil War Art and Letters of Private John Jacob Omenhauser. In 2013, producer Matt Purdy and I visited the site where the prisoner of war camp Point Lookout once stood. That's where John Jacob drew most of the pictures in the book. We spoke with Bob Krickenberger. He's a longtime volunteer ranger at what is now Point Lookout State Park. And I was struck by how many soldiers were crammed into Point Lookout at the time that Omenhauser was there. Here's what Krickenberger told us.
There would be upwards of 22,000, 23,000 jammed in here by mid-1864. Over 52,000 would pass through this gate in 2 years. They didn't expect that many to be through here.
What can Omenhauser's drawings tell us about what life was like in a prisoner of war camp?
Well, in the book, we were able to break his surviving Point Lookout pictures down into several categories. One that really fascinated me was prison economy. There was a very active method of exchange of goods and food, and the prisoners generally did not get adequate food from the Union authorities, so they had to scramble to get whatever else they could. And there was a lot of bartering that went on. Prisoners would make use of whatever handicraft skills they had to make, and Omenhauser draws pictures of these, things like fans and watch chains and jewelry and rings, to sell to other prisoners, to Yankee guards, to visiting civilians, whoever they could. The coin of the realm at Point Lookout turned out to be hardtack crackers and chews of tobacco. Everything was valued in these things, and soldiers would use these as a medium of exchange. Cooking was a preoccupation of John's. He was in the food preparation business as a civilian, and he liked to draw pictures of prisoners cooking and preparing food, even if it was rats. He also shows them steaming crabs that they got out of the Chesapeake Bay. The other thing that I find really interesting is, in an ironic turn of fate, there were several USCT, that is U.S. Colored Troop Regiments, that were sent to Point Lookout to perform guard duty, which was kind of reversal of the way things had been before the Civil War. And relations between the white Confederate prisoners and the black guards were not so good. And Omenhauser drew a number of pictures showing the friction between the two races. He also showed pictures of things like gambling, swimming in the bay. The authorities would let them in good weather go out into the bay to swim and fish and wash their clothes. And unfortunately, the latrines were on piers at the end, were at the ends of piers out in the Chesapeake. So there were men relieving themselves into the other prisoners' bathwater and fishing water and things like that. And all of this can be corroborated by accounts, written accounts by other people who were imprisoned at Point Lookout.
You write in the introduction about the Civil War, quote, "People instinctively understand that all American history that went before and all that has gone since has as its balance point 4 brief years in the early 1860s, close quote. How do these somewhat crude pictures illuminate those 4 years?
You know, he was selective in what he drew pictures of. Now, luck of the draw, he did not see a lot of combat, even though he was in the Civil War for 4 years. For political reasons, his unit was kept away from the main theaters of action until the very end, when the Union was closing in on Petersburg and Richmond. And then they really did start seeing some heavy combat, but he got captured at the beginning of all that. His pictures mostly dwell on camp scenes and things that are going on behind the lines, because that's where he spent most of the war, in and around Richmond, in and around Charleston, South Carolina. And that's what he chose to draw pictures of, the mundane aspects of Civil War life, which often gets overlooked. People prefer to the glamour of battles, quote-unquote glamour of battles, things like the prison experience and the mundane everything, everyday sort of things the soldiers did tend to get overlooked. But that's what he illustrated for us.
What happened to Omenhauser after the war?
Well, immediately after the war, he went from Point Lookout to Baltimore, where his mother and sister and his sister's family lived, to visit them. And he wrote his soon-to-be wife in Richmond, Anne. He said, I'm going there first. I will return to Richmond as soon as I can, but I've undertaken a job that I can't finish before the 4th of July. Now, what that job was, he doesn't say. Was it another sketchbook? We just don't know. But he did return to Richmond, and he married Anne Howell in 1866. They had several children, five, three of whom died in infancy, unfortunately. And the census of 1870 lists him as a candy maker. So he was in the food trades. He seems to have been tied in with caterers and liquor merchants and bottlers and restaurateurs. His first daughter married a restaurant owner. And then he died young at age 44 in 1877 of cancer. His wife, Anne, lived for another 40 years and never remarried.
I really appreciate your talking to us about
it. Sure. Thank you for having me.
Ross Kimmel, he is co-author with Michael Music of the book I Am Busy Drawing Pictures, The Civil War, Art and Letters of Private John Jacob Omenhauser. The book is being published by the Maryland State Archives. We've got a link to where you can buy it on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, quirky people in Baltimore populate Clarinda Harris's collection of short stories. Stay with us on 88.1.